بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing the last few ahadith under the chapter of jihad, عن إسحاق بن يزيد رضي الله عنه قال لما قدم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من غزوة تبوك تلقاه الناس فتلقيته مع الصبيان على ثنية الوداع رواه أبو داود وفي رواية البخاري قال ذهبنا نتلقى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مع الصبيان إلى ثنية الوداع. هذا سعيد بن يزيد رضي الله عنه says that when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم returned from the expedition of Tabuk, the people went to meet him and I went with some children to meet him at ثنية الوداع. In the riwayat of Bukhari it is mentioned, we went with the children to ثنية الوداع to meet Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Islam is a religion, is a deen of sharing and caring, that a person is with his brother all the time. People are warm to each other. Our style is such that we are not like the other nations. Sometimes a person, if he's traveling, for example, through Europe, he'll find that everyone is there to themselves. Person who's traveling in the bus, he's traveling in the train. In the morning, he's got his newspaper, he's got his book that he's reading. He's not concerned about the people around him. He's sipping away his coffee. But his main concern is himself, that how he can engross himself. He's not interested in seeing to the welfare of others. Islam is a deen, is a religion of warmth. When a person is going out for Hajj, brothers are coming there to meet him. When the people are landing, there are people that are coming to receive him. When the person is returning, people are there to welcome him and to make him feel comfortable. Like that, when a person is going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people are going to meet him. So all the time people are coming to meet him, people are coming, they're meeting him, they're going, they're greeting. So a person in Islam, in deen, doesn't feel that he's abandoned. And he shouldn't feel as though he's abandoned, because إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى, all the believers are brothers. Each person is a brother to you. So sometimes you'll find that this brotherhood exposes itself so much that when you go to a certain place, very often when a person goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he goes to a certain place, there are people there to welcome him. He's going in Jamaat, for example. He'll go to a foreign land, foreign country. Late at night, people are coming to the airport to fetch this Jamaat. And they're taking them for meals, taking them, making them feel comfortable. Sometimes you stay at the homes, and then after that few days, 3 days, such a level and bond of relationship comes there, that the people that are leaving and parting now, they are crying, and the host also is crying, that these people that stayed with me were closer to me than even my blood relationship. So this is the beauty of deen. So anyway, this hadith we learn, that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would return, the children would go, the people would go, they all go to welcome him. Imagine what a scene of love that would be. Now he's returning and coming to Medina Sharif, and all the people are there to welcome Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is also part of our culture, that sometimes we will be traveling, sometimes people will be coming to us, but that warmth of this kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it doesn't matter what background the person is, the fact that he's a Muslim, he's my brother, he has a right over me, I should take care of him, and part of it I should honor him. So like that, this love which it fosters, it creates a community. Doesn't matter where you are, throughout the world it creates a global village, a global community, the community of Islam. And Abi Umamah radiallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man lam yaghzu yujahhiz ghaziyan aw yakhlufu ghaziyan fi ahlihi bi khairin asabahu Allah bi qari'atin qabla yawm al-qiyamah. Hazrat Abu Umamah radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if one does not go out in jihad, nor does he equip a mujahid, or nor does he see to the need of the mujahid's family, Allah will afflict him with a calamity before the day of Qiyamah. This is a very strict warning in this hadith, that person, this is one of the important aspects of deen. A person, if he's unable to go out, then he should see how he can assist those that are going and striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he's unable to do so, then the family that's left behind, see that how he can take care of the family. As I mentioned, this is all part of our deen. The person's family that is there, now this becomes our responsibility. Everyone is sharing. It isn't such that only some people get in the reward and others don't get. Everyone shares, everyone is caring, and everyone makes the next person feel as though he's got some pillar of support, some support he feels. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warning that the person, he does not go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor does he equip a mujahid, nor does he care for the family that is left behind of the mujahid. Allah Pak will afflict him with a calamity before the day of Qiyamah. What a serious warning this is. And we shouldn't take, and we shouldn't feel brave, we shouldn't feel brazen, that how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflict somebody? in today's time. So in different various ways we can see it, that big nations, they suffer. One virus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs to send, and people are scrambling, they don't know what to do. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's affliction comes, we don't have to see it in terms of great earthquakes, we don't have to see it in terms of great floods or in terms of volcanoes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can send it in different ways. Sometimes it's a small virus that we can't even see with the naked eye. One more hadith will do. And Anas radiallahu anhu, and the Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, jahidu al-mushrikeena bi amwalikum wa anfusikum wa al-sinatikum. Rawahu Abu Dawud. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that fight the mushrikeen, the polluters, with your wealth, with your lives and your tongues. In other words, sometimes it will be required. At some occasion it will be required a person fighting with his life. Sometimes it will be required with a person's wealth. He's supporting the cause of deen in whichever way. Sometimes he may be supporting one madrasa, sometimes he may be supporting one student, sometimes it may be one institute of deen that this person is supporting. Or the last thing here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, wal-sinating, sometimes it's with your tongue, person is able to defend Islam. Some people are speaking out against Islam, people are accusing Islam, people are putting the wrong notion of Islam. So this person is using that effort, and that person is using that skill Allah Pak has given him to write. So he's writing and he's clarifying. This is what Islam is all about. Very often people come to misconceptions about Islam is because of the misunderstanding that they have of Islam. They're not given the right information. So this person has that ability, and he tries and he uses that ability Allah Pak has given him to try and help deen in this regard. So at all times a person is involved in helping and aiding and assisting as far as deen is concerned. Person is not concerned about himself. And this was the style of our Buzrugs, that they would meet people and they would greet people, but together with that they were connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sab ke saath rehkar bhi sab se juda hai. That they would meet with everybody, but at the same time they were completely separate from everybody. In other words, the heart was connected with Allah Pak. They're meeting the people, they're greeting the people, but their heart was with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So they were not interested in, they were not only focused on getting money and getting wealth, but they were focused, how can our attention be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? A very quick incident, one of our buzrugs, the person had brought a bag of gold coins and presented to him as a gift. How sometimes we go visit a pious person, we want to take something. So he presented this bag of gold coins to him. So the buzrug, he says, I appreciate your good heartedness and your good thought of giving me this, wanting to give me this bag of gold, but just tell me something, that after you give me, do you still want to earn more? So he said, yes, I would like to still earn more. So he said, then it is better that you keep it rather than I keep it, because you are more in need of it. Because before you giving me this bag, I don't have the desire to earn more, and after you giving it to me also, I don't have the desire to earn more. So you are more in need of it than me. I don't have any desire to earn any more. You will give it to me and then you will still have the desire to earn more. So respectfully, it's better if you keep it. You are more in need of this thing than I am in need of it. This is how they would think. Contentment is such a ajeeb thing, such a strange thing. It can make a poor man a very rich man. And if a person doesn't have contentment, then even the rich man is a poor man. He's chasing and chasing and chasing all the time. The other day one person came and he told me that I had so much of wealth that literally I was living in an aeroplane. And in a short while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken everything away, to such an extent that I lost my wife and I lost my small child also. And I realized that chasing is not everything. I rather have a life that I be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have little but be content. So this is what life is all about. It's not about chasing and chasing. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innal muksirin humul aqulluna yawm al-qiyamah. Those people that gather the most, they will have the least on the day of qiyamah. What is meant by that? Those people that have the most here, but they don't spend, they don't have this heart to keep on spending, those are the people that will have the least reward on the day of qiyamah. Allah had given them so much, but they didn't spend. So they thought they had a lot, but when they come on the day of qiyamah, and now they're seeing their balance sheet, they're seeing the income statement, suddenly they're finding themselves as paupers there. Why? Because they didn't spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.